Welcome to the Underrepresented in Tech podcast, where we talk about issues in underrepresentation and have difficult conversations. Underrepresented in Tech is a free database with the goal of helping people find new opportunities in WordPress and tech.
Hello, James. Hello, Jeremy. I do not have Samal with me today, but we're laughing because I forgot to press record when I did this the first time. But I am very excited because we have guests with us today. Unfortunately, Samal is not able to be here this morning, but she wanted me to keep the appointment so that we could tell the story of Bone Life Coffee. Now, I have two guests with me today, James Laws and Jeremy Moore. And I think I'm sounding better this time around, don't you guys? I mean, like, the first time was just practice. It was like dress rehearsal. So we're all good now.
We're going to be 100% better this time around. Absolutely.
For sure. But James and Jeremy are partners on more than just this coffee I want to tell you about. But before I get you guys into telling your story, I'm going to do what I did last time and show off your product. So I love this coffee. I have a subscription. I get two bags a month, and I'll show you the bag. This one happens to be West Java Blue Batavia from Indonesia. I just noticed I'm behind on some of it because I haven't been in my office as much. I have, with this one is Colombia Las Marias Estate Pink Bourbon Panela Sticky Washed. I have to try that one just for the name alone. But I've got coffee from Peru and Indonesia and Colombia, and I can't even remember all the different places that y'all have sent coffee from. And it comes every month in this beautiful box. And then it's like, look at that. Look how pretty that is. Not only do you get a box, you can, here's a little tip. You can turn the boxes inside out and use them at Christmas time, and they say Bone Life on the inside, not the outside. But I get two coffees every time. These ones are from Zambia and Indonesia, so very excited to try those as well. And this is my favorite mug of the whole wide world. Actually, it's one of two because I have two of the exact same mug. They're both my favorite. But they're Mir, M-I-I-R, which are phenomenal. They keep the coffee really hot, or they keep iced tea really cold too, by the way. And I have a couple of those from Bone Life as well. So, James and Jeremy, I'm going to let you introduce yourselves and tell us not only your connection to this coffee that is so amazing. By the way, I've been in the shop. We'll talk about that later. But I also want you to tell our audience, what is your connection to tech and WordPress? So whoever wants to go first, now that we're actually recording, here's your second chance at it.
Well, I'll kick it off and then I'll throw it to Jeremy to talk about the coffee side of things.
Yeah.
So I'm James Laws. I've been on a few of coffee your talk shows over the years, and
you were my keynote for something a couple of years ago when we had that Career Fest online.
That's true.
You and it was knocked it out of the park. It was phenomenal.
Thank you. It was a really great time, a lot of great content, and so yeah. That was really cool. Most people probably know me through Ninja Forms. That's kind of how I kind of made a little bit of a splash, I guess, in the community about 15 years ago, and have been doing that ever since, and still doing that and going strong. Teams working hard as we record on all kinds of new things. And so,
nice.
Really exciting stuff. And around that same time that I started Ninja Forms, Jeremy was starting a little venture of his own so I'll pass it off to him.
Yeah, and I'm Jeremy. I'm also part of the team at Saturday Drive because about 10 years ago, we took our coffee thing and the Ninja Forms thing and a few other things and created a new Saturday Drive holding company. So James and I have been partners now for nearly a decade, friends for nearly 20 years. And you know, part of that, you know, people like coffee and tech. Well, I think most of you out there would agree that, you know, the more coffee you drink, the better code you write and the more you can comprehend things.
Or at least you can write it faster.
That's right. It may not be better, but we'll be more of it. So that was, kind of the genesis of it. We started the coffee thing as a side project that turned into something bigger. And glad to be here today.
Fantastic. Well, your coffee is called Bone Life Coffee, which is the good life. I mean, I know enough of French to know that part. But your tagline is what made me think, gosh, I want to get these guys on the show, because your tagline is drink a better story. And Jeremy, I want you to tell me about why it's drink a better story and why it's called the good life. But I also want to say that I went on your Bone Life Coffee website and looked at your team, and you are overwhelmingly at least the public side of the team, women, which also is underrepresented, group of people. And even in coffee, it's underrepresented. Most of our baristas are men, at least locally here. So it's kind of cool to see that you don't just like have this idea, but you actually live it too in how you hire people. So I'm gonna let you take over from there, Jeremy.
No, I appreciate you mentioning that, Michelle, because that's something definitely worth calling out. Because, yeah, you see this underrepresented in tech, and you see James and I sitting here, and
Two
you're like,
white men,
well,
yeah.
yeah, hold on a second.
We
Tell me again
apologize
about
in
that.
advance.
But no, One Life, right? Actually, the name came from I was in Haiti, and we were looking for something, one that was distinct and unique and different, but also that could kind of tie into the idea of really drinking a better story, right? Of creating better outcomes. And so, Haiti is one of the areas of focus for us that we want to continue to reinvest in. So that was kind of where that came from.
They do
And
speak
then
French
really,
there.
and this idea of really improving outcomes all along the way, right? So that the story can be better at every point in the process. So that's really what we're about. And to your call out, So I'm here today representing the brand because I talk for a living and I don't mind doing it. My wife is actually the one who really runs One Life on a day-to-day basis. And then their team, Cade, who you'll see on there, she's our roaster, which in the US market, not a lot of female roasters,
Sure.
particularly that are roasting award-winning coffee. So
Right.
she's definitely one of the best of the best. So yeah, we have a great team and thanks for noticing that. Yep.
Yeah. And if anybody's ever tried to roast their own coffee and think it can't be that hard, right? So I have an air fryer, but it's one of the ones that looks like an oven. And it comes with this roaster thing in the middle. And you can put things in it and it spins like a spit, right? So you can put ch chicken or whatever in. You could roast coffee in that. If you know what you're doing, because I wasted a good couple of handfuls of raw beans once and thought, this is why I buy coffee, so I don't have to roast it myself.
Now, coffee roasting, you're exactly right. Like most things, you can do it. But to do it well, yeah, is a different level of expertise and obsession. Yeah, that certainly
Yeah.
takes some time.
I've learned over time you stick to your core competencies. I learned that in my MBA program, actually. I learned what a core competency was. And that's why I don't paint my walls. And that's why I don't do my own accounting. And that's why I don't, because I am not that person. I am a community person and I like to grow and invest in community. And you all have done that with your coffee. So talk a little bit about that too.
Yeah, definitely. I think, the first time we recorded, you missed a great
I
version of
know.
this, but I'll
I brought
recap.
it back though. I brought it back.
The idea of drinking a better story, right, was really about kind of creating community all along the way. So we knew we would do it by intentionally investing in coffee farmers, right, and in ensuring better outcomes for them. The thing that I think was kind of maybe a happy accident, at least initially, now we're very intentional about, is really improving community all along the way. Particularly, you think about a coffee shop, it's one of the best outputs at this point in culture to kind of create community, as people are looking for places to just interact with people. Having you've been to the shop, it's a pretty good sized space, right? It's
It's
not like
lovely.
double, so it's intentionally meant so that people can link and really have community, even as they're doing something as simple as having coffee.
Yeah, I think I met that when I was there. I met with James and Quay, and I think Kevin was there. Like all these people from Ninja that I knew, and I was like, "This is cool." And the tables were big enough, and I even brought a friend with me because I had no idea where I was going. So it
Love
was nice. Yeah, it was delicious. I agree with you. I think that coffee is something that, as a culture, we come together around. My least favorite thing is when I say to somebody, "Do you want to grab a cup of coffee?" And their response is, "I don't drink coffee." No coffee shop is committed to only coffee. Like you can say, sure, I'll grab a tea or I have a lemonade or whatever. If just because somebody asks you for coffee doesn't mean you have to drink coffee. I'm just going to say that. But here's a little known fact about me. I didn't start drinking coffee till 10 years ago and I'm 57 years old. So I started drinking coffee because first of all, I hated coffee. Love the smell. Didn't like it growing up. At 47 years old, a friend said, "You've never had my coffee," and she runs a restaurant. And so I said, "All right, I'll try your coffee." So she brings me coffee, cream, and sugar, and I was like, "Where has this been all my life?" Now, like, I'm the coffee snob, and I've only been drinking coffee for 10 years. But I have a $500 espresso machine sitting next to me that I gifted myself a few years ago. That is my coffee every morning, and now my life does kind of revolve around coffee a little bit. I mean, I have a coffee talk podcast. I had to learn to love coffee. But it's true, right? So just because somebody invites you to coffee, you don't have to have coffee. I just wanted to interject that into your story.
No, it's absolutely true. Go ahead,
I was just
James.
gonna say, I was just gonna say similarly, I don't think I really started drinking coffee much until Jeremy and Bond Life, really. Like that's kind of my entrance into drinking coffee. And so it's I am the same way. I've come to coffee late in life, but it's an enjoyable thing. And the community thing is kind of interesting because coffee is this kind of galvanizing kind of community moment that's different than so many other things in culture, right? So you're right, like going to a coffee shop it's not just about the coffee. There's just something that like coffee acts as a medium to create connections between people, between ideas. For a long time, our team would work out of the coffee shop. We'd take that big
Oh,
long table that's in the back of the coffee shop. We just take it over. There'd be like eight of us, like just churning out ideas and working through stuff, and
Yeah.
just a really cool environment. I love going
Is
in
the
and
coffee
seeing
free for
other
your
groups do
team?
that.
Do you make them pay for
No.
their coffee? Okay. All right. Yeah,
Well,
you
we have a we do we offer a discount for everyone who works for Saturday Drive for a Bond Life
Perfect.
Coffee. When they're there, yes, they do get a
Okay.
discount.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You gave me a free coffee and I was so grateful that I bought a mug and then you sent me another one. So you're just so generous. I love it. But that's wonderful. And I love that you said that because one of the things I've been trying to write a post for the longest time about what is community. Because we all belong to multiple communities, right? Like I live in a community, and the only thing I should say the only thing that's a common thread between every single person in this town is that we live in the same place. That is the community that I live in. I am in the WordPress community because we bond around WordPress. But the thing about coffee is you can get together with any number of people, and it automatically gives you something you're all doing at the same time, which opens up that opportunity to have conversation. Because community comes together around something. Whatever that thing is. And even if you are 12 strangers, you get that coffee in your hand. Now you have something to talk about, and that opens up the conversation. You don't doesn't have to have any Baileys in it at all.
But if it does, that's okay too. Yeah. No,
I said
you're
the
exactly
I
right. The
yeah.
lowering barriers to finding common ground, right, is what coffee can do that. And to your point, not just coffee, right?
Right, anything,
Invite them
yeah.
for coffee and have a matcha or a tea or at some coffee shops you can even get beer, right? So there
That's
you go.
true,
Another
or
version.
fruit juices or any of those things. So I've noticed that Starbucks now is in my local Walmart and Wegmans up here. When am I going to see Bone Life next to the Starbucks stuff? That's all I want to know.
Yeah, that's a great question. One of the things at a few points, and this is probably going to be more relatable to some of your tech listeners of trying to figure out what is the right next step of scale versus lifestyle is kind of the and so the more you scale on average, right, the more you're going to have to work and perhaps compromise on quality, and so that's so far, right, we've been pretty intentional to say, hey, we're not going to scale at the expense of quality. And so, we work with specific farmers who have limited outputs at really high quality. So to do more, would require us to, I'll say, dumb down, right?
I
And so
actually like that you're my little secret in a way, right? Like I get two a month. I probably drink one and a half a month. So that means that I get, I have one of these lovely gold bags, which are just lovely, to give away every couple of months. And so I do. I don't just like hoard coffee because I want to share it. I'm constantly telling people, I know that you buy Maxwell House. Wait till you try this, right? Like, there's nothing wrong with Maxwell House. But if you can get a nice Indonesian coffee, this one is from Zambia. I haven't had Zambian coffee yet, so this one I'm really excited to try. And just opening it, I wish that this podcast had smell-o-vision because
I know, I
sometimes if
love
I
it.
can't have another coffee in the afternoon, because, calories or whatever, I'll just open it up and take a whiff, and it still like refreshes my brain a little bit. I mean, they use coffee at wine tastings so that you can sniff the beans in between to cl help cleanse your palate with water and coffee smell. So, I mean, it's good stuff.
There you go. The medical benefits are increasing too, right? It'll depending on which journal you read, right? It might increase your lifespan, lower your blood pressure, all kinds of good stuff.
It'll make you regular, I'll tell you that right now.
There you
Coffee
go.
is
This is.
beautiful for that.
I didn't know we were going to go there. Here we
I
are.
mean, this is it's my podcast. I can go anywhere I want. The boss not here to rein me back. So how do you find your coffee suppliers? Because like I said, you're not just getting Colombian coffee. You're getting it from literally Peru and Bolivia and Zambia, all over Africa and Indonesia and all of these wonderful places. How do you source it?
Yeah, that's it's been one of the things that has kept me pretty interested for a long time now, right? Is that, there's always work to do and more to learn. Certainly, we have some core relationships that we continue to go back to year after year and build on, and we'll
Sure.
work with them on interesting processes and evolving their processes. But then we're always also looking for kind of, okay, what's new and different and interesting? Zambia, that's a place we don't see coffee from very often. How do we know that? So we do a lot of that. And of course, at this point, because we've been around for, almost 15 years and we've won some awards, we have a little bit of, industry credibility.
Yes, a
We get a lot
cachet.
of people, a lot of people reach out to us being like, hey, try this coffee. Would you use this? So we try a lot, we'll give feedback, and sometimes we'll develop new relationships off of that too. But it
That's pretty
is,
cool.
it's a full-time job continuing to figure out, what is the next one? And then, after we've sourced it, then we still have to kind of develop the roast profile and make sure that we're presenting it, as positively as we can.
So the beans arrive to you raw then, and you're roasting them there in Tennessee.
That's it. We buy them, typically a pallet or several pallets at a time. So, a coffee, if you've probably been to a shop that has those large jute bags on the walls, right? That, comes in 132 pounds is like the standard size of a green coffee bag. So we'll get, stacks of those, and then we roast it, one batch at a time. Cade roasts the coffee in Cleveland, Tennessee.
And Kate is your master roaster, the only roaster? How does
He
she
is,
work?
yes. He's, for a long time, I did a fair amount of the roasting myself, and over time, Cade's been with us for about 10 years,
She knows what she's
expressed
doing.
interest, and so she's great.
That's awesome. And you have a lovely staff there. Everybody was so attentive. I remember, like, you have some really interesting things on your menu that you can't order, like to be shipped to my house, for example. I think I got something that was infused. I'm reaching back 4 years, so correct me if I'm wrong, but I want to say it was infused with lavender and honey, some kind of coffee that had lavender in it at that point in time. And it was
Yeah,
so good.
for in the retail shop, right? So anybody that comes and visits Cleveland, you should come by. We
It's in
always do,
Tennessee,
that's it. Yeah,
not
we have
Ohio.
not Ohio, the original. And we have always have seasonal lattes. So they'll have, three or four that change, and they're always tinkering with, okay, what is the next seasonal syrup, and they make it in-house. So lavender and honey has been one that one's been recurring. We've had that one a few times.
It was so good. And that was, like I said, 4 years ago, and I remember talking to your barista. Honestly, I don't remember who it was at the time. I apologize for that part. But I remember saying, well, what does it taste like? Do you think I'd like it? And they're like, well, if you don't like it, bring it back and we'll make you something different. And I mean, I liked it, so I didn't have to go back. So I wanted more, but it was like 7 o'clock in the evening and I de definitely needed to sleep that night. So I just kept to one, as I do. But anyway, it was
Love it.
just delicious. Yeah, and it was so nice that not only do you roast coffee and set up coffee and that kind of thing, but that you have the shop there. And I think you can test on things, right? You can be like, we want to try this coffee. Let's see how it goes. If we add it to our shipping lineup, or we only got a little bit of it, so we have a special in the shop, and you can do different things when you have an audience there.
Absolutely. No, it definitely becomes a little bit, while certainly we love creating community there, it is also a little bit of a test kitchen. For,
Sure.
what can we do that ultimately can be put on the subscriptions or other online platforms. So we always, the coffees, we always have four or five different coffees rotating through there every week. So
I love it.
it's a great spot.
That's cool. Now, is there anybody at Saturday Drive that just doesn't drink coffee? And do you shun them? No, I'm kidding.
Yes and yes.
I was trying to remember because the way you really find that out is that once a year we do a summit where we bring everyone in, and because they're kind of all over the place. We've got, South Africa and Spain, and so when we kind of get them all together, I'm trying to remember like our morning because we always bring Bond Life coffee. We always have
Sure.
it ready every morning
No
for
Dunkin'
us,
for that
and I'm trying
group.
to think who doesn't drink the coffee, and I'm
Well,
trying to think of
there's
who that
one
might be.
notable non-coffee drinker on the team, and that is our other partner,
Okay.
Kevin
That's
Stover.
true.
Yeah,
Kevin, you're
yeah.
right. Kevin
Yeah.
is a morning Coca-Cola guy. So
Yeah. Kevin is such a nice guy. I mean, honestly, anytime I've had an opportunity to tell somebody what a great guy he is, he's just the salt of the earth, sweet guy. Sweet, sweet man. Really is. I've had many
He is
conversations with him about
fantastic.
different things, social media and all kinds of different things. So yeah, you've got a great crew. I mean, the Bone Life side and the Saturday Drive side. You've got just really, really good people there. James, you're not on social media so much, so I reached out to one of your team members and Mia's like, here's his email. Good luck. Let me know if he doesn't reply. But he'll reply, she said. So
She'll get on my case if I don't, so.
You replied very actually you sent something to Jeremy and he replied same day, I think. And here we are, less than a week later, which I think is so super cool. So if you have a wish for Bone Life Coffee, what would that wish be? I'm not like the coffee wizard. I can't grant wishes, but what would it be? The genie, you have to rub your coffee pot and you get a wish.
Yeah, I think it would certainly be that we continue to live out what we want to be, right? Which is, really high quality, treating people well, and serving a great product. And then, we talked about scale earlier. I think there is a level of scale. To your point, we don't want to necessarily be too big of a
Starbucks.
secret, right?
No.
We don't want to be
Right,
Starbucks.
right.
We also don't want to be a
Yeah.
secret, right? So I think continuing to elevate the brand and get the name out there because. It is, it's good people serving a great product, and I think the world needs more of that.
Do you have a lot of subscriptions? Are like people like me buying your coffee from other states and having it shipped out?
Yeah, that certainly is the fastest growing segment for us, right? Is
Nice.
the online subscriptions. Others are figuring out what you figured out is okay, rather than going through and making the selection every month or realizing I'm out of coffee and now I've got to wait a week to get it. Like,
Right?
okay,
Or
let's
go buy
just.
Maxwell House. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Is just set it up on auto ship, particularly, and some do, get the same thing every month, right? And they know what they like and they get it. And then others, I'm like you, right? I'm a little more
Surprise
adventurous.
me.
I want something different. Well, then you can have something different every month, right?
That's true.
And then some come back to like, oh, I really want more of that. Come back and get more.
I actually bought my boyfriend's mother a coffee grinder because she didn't have one, and I was tired of grinding the beans first and then bringing them to her. I'm like, oh, it's Christmas. Here, let me give you some coffee accoutrement. Now I can give you coffee anytime I want, and it's your responsibility to make sure it gets in the pot. But she loves
Love
it
it.
too. Absolutely. I love that. So I don't think, there's tipping points and things like that when you talk about growth and there's opportunities and then there's, you do your SWOT analysis and you realize that maybe that's too big a step right now. And so slow growth over time, it's always been my mantra for example. I started with one Twitter follower and now I've got, I don't know, 20 something thousand. That's how it works, right? And I still call it Twitter. You're never going to take that away from me. But it is, right? So you start with like, hey, you guys want to have a coffee shop and let's try coffee and all of that. And now you've got your shipping out. I don't know if you ship internationally, but I know that you ship to New York. And I've been there in the shop. In the shop, I just wish you had a coffee shop in my town too. If you ever decide you want to open one, I will help. I promise. I will drink all the coffee I can. Rochester's
We'll
good for
put it on the
coffee.
list.
I will tell you one thing that people. This is not about your coffee, but Tim Hortons is a really big coffee place in Canada, but all of their beans are roasted here in Rochester, New York, right across the street from the warehouse where my boyfriend works. I was like, wait, what's that? I was like, yep. So I'll just say in the United States, we roast good coffee, even if it gets shipped to Canada. What else do you want to tell me about? What's going on with Saturday Drive? Give us a little bit of a hint of what's coming up. I know everybody's working with AI and everybody's working with all these different things. What's going on with Ninja Forms and other projects that you're working on? I mean, we've got to get some tech in here somehow, not just the coffee,
Sure, no, that makes sense. That makes sense. The funny thing is, like, obviously AI is impacting everyone. I mean, everyone's scrambling trying to figure out what's their infrastructure look like, how much of AI are they going to input into their business, how little, where are they going to kind of wall it off and not let it touch. Everyone's trying to figure all that out. I'm deep into it. I'm probably the chief AI person at Saturday Drive because it's very interesting to me. And so I'm writing software now that I've never been able to do before. It's really
Oh,
kind of
cool.
cool.
Are you
I
using
always send it to
Claude?
my engineering team. I do use Claude. Claude is kind of my daily driver. I have, all of the OpenAI models in there too, and some and anti-gravity, and I have all that stuff kind of plugged in. But Claude is my main driver. But we're doing all kinds of new things. One of the big things we've decided too is as we're watching, like, the web space kind of is evolving because of AI. It's changing mm-hmm. dramatically. I think
life is in general.
Life is in general.
Yeah. So,
like, I just recently volunteered to help my kids' school figure out how they're going to handle AI integration in the school. So I'm chairing a committee there to try to figure out, hey, how do we navigate this so our kids actually learn the skills that they need to learn mm-hmm. with or without AI, and how does that fit into the school program? But at Saturday Drive, one of the things that we've started to really think about is the fact that as the web is changing dramatically from a SaaS software standpoint, is really the idea of more backends as a service instead of the software itself. It's like what's happening underneath. Because a really good example of this, right, is like I went to rebuild my website. I think I wrote about this when I turned 50, which was last year. I was like I should write something on my blog. Like, I haven't written on my blog in forever. And I went there and it was all gone.
Oh, no.
Every piece of content I had ever written over the last 20, 30 years, gone. No backups because it was my personal site. So I didn't spend a lot of time really working on it.
Was it indexed?
Or securing it. Maybe I'd have to, I like,
archive.org. Yeah.
Do some research on that. But most of it was gone. And at first, I was a little depressed because I was like, that's a lot of content I've written over the years. And then I was like, but maybe this is a nice, clean, fresh start.
Yeah, true.
So I'm going to rebuild the website. And so I started rebuilding and I was working with AI and I'm like, you know, I don't really need all of the user management. I'm a single, one person owner of my website. So I don't need all of the stuff that WordPress does give to it. So I said, in the spirit of that, I want to experiment. So I started building a flat file website that I could just serve up on Cloudflare and be pretty simple. But I got to a form. I needed a contact form. And I'm like, well, how do you do that in this world? I can't just install Ninja Forms proper because it requires all of the infrastructure that WordPress provides for it to function. Yeah. So we've started to move into a kind of a form processing as a service. And so we're working on that. We actually have our prototypes working right now. We're getting ready to put on some of the visual layer on that so that whether you are in WordPress or anywhere else on the web, or using AI to help build it, AI can just talk to Ninja Forms and say, here's what I need, here's how I connect to the service, here's your submission information, here's how we secure it, here's how we check for spam, like, and it handles all of that for you. And you don't have to kind of piece together, well, I need a database to store submissions, and I need some sort of authentication, I need some sort of spam check. Like, we put all that together as a service, and AI knows exactly how to function and work with it. So that's one of the big things that we've been working on. You're the first to hear it because we've not actually talked
it's
about
exciting.
It publicly
yeah.
yet. So that's one of the big things that we're working on. Of course, we're pushing Ninja Forms forward. I've actually started building new features in core. Again, I just, for everyone's sanity, it goes to my engineering team and they spot check everything.
We don't have to worry that James didn't do it right, is what I just heard.
Exactly. We're gonna make sure that everything is vetted properly and goes through all the proper QA. But I am writing new features again because I've always been a product person. And so it's nice to be able to get back into the product and not just problem with being a the nice thing about AI is when you're a product person, you're usually beholden to the people who know how to do the thing.
Right.
To see your vision come to life. Mm-hmm. And now I can actually just look at the product and go, oh, we need this.
Yeah.
All right, let me spike it out and let's see what happens and get to a full thing. So that's been really exciting. Of course, the team is doing amazing things and they're moving fast. Our QA process is better. Our development process is better. And so, yeah, a lot of just keep pushing forward. SendWP, another product we own, they're doing a lot of stuff over there. So it's been a lot of fun.
Will you be at WordCamp US this year, do you think, as Ninja Forms?
Yes. So I have to check with Kevin, make sure he bought tickets. But we were there last year, and we are planning on being there this year. And so
I'd ask you to bring me some coffee, but I already get 2 months.
You got too much. I'll bring you something else. I'll find something else to bring.
That's okay. I need another Ninja Forms sticker because back – I don't remember what was the first year we had in Nashville. Was that 2016, 2015?
Was that far back? Yeah.
It was before the pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
And it was
16, 17, 18, 19,
yeah.
somewhere in there. It's in that block of
17, I
years.
think.
Yeah.
17, 18, and then we went
17 might be
to,
right.
I think so. Anyway, yeah, so at 17, I was sitting waiting for that the Matt Mullenweg session to open up and everything, which used to be the state of the word back then. You remember he always did it at WordCamp US. And so I'm sitting and waiting because I wa at that time I walked with a cane. Now I use mobility scooter, but and it was a very big venue, so walking anywhere was a lot of effort. So I got there early, and I'm just sitting and waiting for them to open the doors. And this group of people shows up, and they're sitting and waiting as well. And there are a couple of people on the bench. And a couple of people just squatting on the floor and like just having this conversation. And I said, "Oh, who do you guys work for?" And I want to say it might have been Kevin even. And he's like, "Oh, we're with Ninja Forms." I'm like, "What's Ninja Forms?" You know, because like it was earlier in my career. And he's like, "Let me give you a sticker." Well, I have to say that sticker was on two computers ago, so I need a new one. All that story just to tell
Okay.
you. First of all, they were
I
super
will bring you
nice.
stickers. That I can do.
I'll take a sticker, and if you got a Bone Life sticker, I'll take one of those too.
Got him.
Perfect, perfect. Well, I want to thank you both for being here so much. I really do appreciate it. Is there anything that I didn't ask you that you wish you told us about? First of all, what's the website? Like all of that stuff where people want to order coffee or find Ninja Forms.
Yes, it's bonelifecoffee.com or Bon Life if you're more of an English speaker, right?
That's I sorry, I put the accent on everything.
No, I love it. That's the correct way. You did it right. Yeah. Yeah, you can find on all the socials under the same handle. And then obviously Ninja Forms in the WordPress repository.
Yeah, and ninjaforms.com, right? The
Yeah, and I encourage everyone to check out ninjaforms.com. We just redesigned the website, so for the probably the better part of almost 10 years, it has been this big red beacon of a website, and Andy just redesigned it. We just launched it a few weeks ago.
Oh,
We're still
nice.
doing some minor things that you catch when you don't when you do something this big because it's
Yeah.
such a massive site, but it's brand new. It's really slick. I'm loving it. It's very different than the previous. So if you've not been to ninjaforms.com in a while, if for only to check out the new design and seeing some of the things that changes that we've made, you should go check it out.
Absolutely. I'll be checking it out later. Thank you both for being so much for being here, and I will continue to drink a better story through my Bone Life coffee and continue to take the boxes and repurpose them because they're lovely and I don't want to put them in a landfill. So thank you so much for joining us. This will show up on Friday. We publish on Friday, so I want to say Sima, I'm sorry you weren't here. Tune at Yoast is the one who processes all our audio and video for us and packages it up. So take an opportunity to thank Tune as well. So thank you everybody for all your help and for my two guests today. Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate you.
Thanks for
Thank
having
you.
us.
If you're interested in using our database, joining us as a guest for an episode, or just want to say hi, go to underrepresentedintech.com. See you next week.